Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And it's another fabulous Friday. Heading into this long weekend Friday, I just wanted to teach you guys all about the hip dip and what causes hip dips, what is a hip dip, why are hip dips a thing right now. I see lots of patients in my practice. I'm a facial plastic surgeon and head and neck surgery trained, but I have evolved and I currently do a lot of Sculptra butt augmentations, and I use Sculptra to treat this area on the side of the hip called the hip dip. The hip dip is an indentation on the side of the hip. It's actually, medically speaking, known as something called the trochanteric depression in anatomical terminology. The trochanter is a little bump that protrudes from your top of your femur. And if you know the hip anatomy, the hip goes into a hip socket. The side of the hip is attached to the femur bone. The femur bone has a little bump that protrudes, or a tubercle, and that is called the trochanter. So hip dips come about because of the shape of our pelvis. And if you're a person who has a very visible or violin-shaped hip, it's a very normal thing, especially for women to have. It's not a deformity. This shape is generally caused by someone who has high hips. Your pelvis sits up high and is wide, and then there's quite a bit of a dip between where your hip bones start and where your thigh bones start. And so that dip is the hip dip. So picture this, your hip bone, a little indentation, and then the thigh bone or the femur starting. So that gully is called the hip dip. There's lots of things you can do if you have a hip dip and if it concerns you. There's exercises like clamshells, hip abductions, squats, using elastic bands to do lateral leg raises. Core exercises work well also because the gluteus medium and the gluteus maximum muscles, the buttock muscles, are a component of your core, and they all attach to this tubercle called the trochanter. So if you're a person who has a hip dip, first and foremost, remember that if you have body confidence, most people will not even notice this little area of your body that you're insecure about. So I recommend, first and foremost, try to be confident. Secondly, try to exercise. Thirdly, is we can sculpt our bodies to contours that are more pleasing. So don't feel guilty about the want or the need or the desire to change and have a better body and constantly evolve to be the best version of who you imagine yourself to be in your head. And we can use Sculptra, we can use fat injections, we can use radius injections. These are all injectable treatments which can plump up the area of the hip dip. Working on exercises that work your quads and your hip flexors is great. Working on exercises for your butt is great, but they don't always do the trick. And I want to remind you guys that you can definitely use Sculptra for treatment of the hip dip. Sculptra is a collagen biostimulator. This is one of the products that's very successful at gradually building volume in an area that's notoriously difficult to build volume. And why do some people get the hip dip and some don't? For some people, it's this position where your hip is high, your pelvis is high, and the hip bone that goes into it is high, and the thigh or femur bone starts out a little bit lower and much more visibly. It's the same reason some people have saddlebags and some people don't. The same reason some people have cellulite and some people don't. You don't get to choose what you have, but you can do diet, exercise, and modifications like surgery with fat injections to the hip dip area. Liposuction with fat transfer is one good option, and the other good option is Sculptra or radius to this area. And hip dips, because they are 100% normal, I don't want you to worry about them. Even people who are very lean and very muscular and who work out a lot can have hip dips due to the structure of your frame. And one of the things I like to recommend, if you've tried working out and you haven't found big results, you can try to reduce your calorie count to reduce the appearance of fat above and below the level of the hip dip. So less fat at the muffin top area is beneficial. Less fat at the saddlebag area where your thighs may protrude from a little fat laterally. These are areas you can try to work on calorie reduction, better nutrition, and fat burning, and exercises that may build up your muscles. So keep in mind that you can reduce the appearance of the hip dip by diet, and you can build the hollow of the hip dip with the injectable fillers. And I think Sculptra is one of these treatments that is the most effective. It requires, typically we require about 3 sessions with Sculptra, and the hip dip is generally going to take anywhere from 2 to 4 syringes or vials of Sculptra per side, and you're going to do that about 3 sessions. And you'll gradually grow volume, you'll gradually have an improved appearance of your side profile view, and remember, Sculptra takes time to work. It's your immune system recognizing the product, it's your immune system growing collagen around it. It's going to last for 2 years and beyond, the product itself, and the collagen that you grow is your own collagen that lasts for 5 years and more. For me, it's such a versatile tool to be able to use a product like Sculptra because you can literally contour the curves above, below, and within the hip dip in order to create a more pleasing and rounded area. So if you have a hip dip, get your body confidence on. They're very common and it's due to your anatomy. It's nothing you're doing with diet or exercise. You can improve it with diet and exercise. You can improve it even more with Sculptra and sometimes Radiesse, which is another injectable filler, to soften those contours. And that is all I have to say about the hip dip. It's super popular to get this area treated. It really gives a nice, perky, and beautiful appearance. And I encourage you to come and see me. If you're in Los Angeles, come visit us. I'm in beautiful Pasadena. And find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. Also, try my amazing skincare. For example, the Supermodel Sculpt Contour Lotion is something we recommend to all of our Sculptra patients. It really, really helps to improve texture and tone and thermi for tightening of the buttock skin. It is excellent to reorganize collagen fibers and give the skin a very taut and toned appearance. That's it for now, ladies. Stay beautiful and think about your hip dips. Bye for now.